I'm sorry.
Go
Get the out of here. Like, hey, let's just keep watching the little replay. She buffed her. I want to know what she did with the girl that won. She probably beat her ass in the background. Because if you mad about somebody passing you for second place, I imagine what you did to the person that won.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your couple hosts today. And another member of the distinguished panel. We got the man with the motherfucking master plan, Mac, in the motherfucking building. Say what's up to the people, man.
Hey, man. I don't have a plan. No, I'm kidding. Nah, but hey, man, listen, man, we're not expert, and so the fuck are you, all right? So don't judge it, all right? Comment, though. We like that shit, all right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. You're watching this on YouTube. All right, talk your shit. You got an issue with anything we say, we always ready for the smoke. All right, we're very responsive. All right, but one of the things that so first and foremost, it is my wife and I's fifth anniversary. It was on Friday. So 5 years of marriage. I mean, one thing that I do want to tell people about marriage is it's not impossible to be married, but you just have to consciously make the decision to choose your partner every single day. I'm not perfect by no means. I've made mistakes, but I'm just grateful that I have a partner that's understanding and that we're able to work through things together. And I think that's the biggest thing is you and your partner just have to choose each other every day. I mean, I know a lot of times people like to do that thing where they make marriage look like it's this pretty like process. And it is pretty, but it's the type of pretty, like the type of love that you get after you've been, like, you can be with a bad girl all day long, right? But the longer that you're with her, you start to see her flaws and things of that nature, and then you start to love the flaws. And that's kind of what marriage is like. It's not just pretty. It's not just the, you wake up one day and it's 20 years later. Like, nah, this shit takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of shit, not just work, just, it's a testament to God. It took a lot of humbling myself. I'm pretty sure on her end, it also takes a lot of that. And just fighting temptation and just a lot of different things. So that's one of the things that I wanted to say. And to celebrate our fifth wedding anniversary, we went to a Lil Wayne concert last night. And I know before I was saying that I don't want to see Lil Wayne at the Super Bowl. I completely run that take back. Lil Wayne is iconic, right? After seeing him on stage, being there, just being in the presence of Lil Wayne, I saw greatness on that stage last night. I saw one of our greats standing on that stage performing. I just pray that, you know, his health holds up and everything like that, because I don't know if he's healthy. Because to me, the way that he looked up there, he didn't necessarily look healthy. But even with that being said, the performance last night crushed it. All right. And yeah, I would definitely want to see Lil Wayne on that Super Bowl stage. I know Mac be hating a little bit.
Man, hey, that's what I'm saying. Hey, congratulations, brother. I didn't know. We should have told the brother, you know what I mean? But now Lil Wayne, he deserves no fucking Super Bowl from my perspective. I'm just saying that Kendrick was, what I'm trying to say was, I don't know, it was unbelievable, right? Just as in the impact it has still right now, still doing the video, doing the dances. It's crazy. That was iconic on can't even talk, and on a different level. And I know I was talking shit about Kendrick too prior to the Super Bowl. I was, and I take that take back, because that dude is something special. And still to this day, I'm watching that shit and still finding symbolisms in it. It's crazy. But again, but back to your marriage, right? So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not married. And I think the beauty in marriage is two people can accept in one another truthfully, right? And that's where I see the beauty in it. I don't give a how much money y'all got, how much y'all built together. It's just saying, like, I'm choosing this person and I don't give a. And the reason I'm saying that is I've seen crackheads like that, bro. Crackheads, bro. There's crackheads couples, bro, that choose one another. This is crazy to me. And that's what I see the beauty in. Two people choosing one another, regardless of anything that goes on.
Nah.
And at some point in my life, I said I'll never get married again, but I want to actually have that. But I want the other person to actually choose me as well. Because if I have somebody with me, bro, that's you. If I choose you, dog, I choose you. And to caveat that, and a brother might step out every now and again, but I choose you, baby. I choose you. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's not.
That's my thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the hardest thing, man, is just stepping outside of like just stepping outside of yourself and just choosing that person every day. But I'm glad you mentioned that Kendrick performance because we didn't talk about it. But that Kendrick performance was iconic. And one of the biggest things I think I liked about, well, I'm not saying that they should have gave Lil Wayne the performance over Kendrick. But what I am saying is somewhere down the line, I do want to see Lil Wayne on that stage because he is one of our greats. We are in an age where our greats are leaving us, far too soon. And before, one of our greats leaves this earth, I would love to see him on that Super Bowl stage, gracing the stage. Bro, when I tell you, like, I was sitting up there and Wayne, like, so what he was doing was he was performing one verse and then he would go to another song. Wasn't no like rapping track behind it. He was rapping the entire time. He had a drummer up there. The show was lit. And it's just, I forgot how many hits Wayne had throughout the entirety of his career. And he didn't even go back to like the old, like Hot Boy stuff. He just stayed performing his newer stuff pretty much from the Carter 2 all the way on like some of his mixtape stuff he dove into. But bro, I'm telling you, he was able to get on that stage, perform a single verse of each of them songs. He was real humble on that stage. I want to see that brother on the Super Bowl stage.
So, just one more time. I don't be on the keep beating this thing up. I fucking used to love Wayne, and the shit that he says out of his mouth fucking detract from every fucking music that I fucking love. And I'm serious. Like, his personal take on shit, like, sometimes you as a performer, you have people that love you, man. And sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up because you delve into politics, religion, and shit like that. You're gonna lose a lot of fucking people. And sometimes, if your job is an entertainer, fucking entertain people. And once you're done, then get into your bullshit, right? Because I'm telling you, I cannot stand this motherfucker, right? Just because the simple fact he stated when he shot himself, right? When he shot himself, all the black fucking police stepped over him and the white dude was taking care of him. Nigga, they're going into a room that somebody's been shot in. You think they want to stop and fucking cater to you while there's still potentially a fucking gunman in this fucking house? You dumb motherfucker. And that's what I'm trying to say. And he said something else, like when he goes to his shows, he sees more white people than black people. Because they are more financially benefit, that they have more money than we do by capita, right? As in percentage of people. They have more money than us. They have the freedom to do that. Most fucking kids growing up in the hood are worrying about the next fucking food they're gonna put in their mouth. You think they have money to fucking go to a show? So what I'm trying to say is, on shit like that, man, shut the fuck up. That's all I'm saying. Just shut the fuck up because you're rubbing people the wrong way. Because you know how much time as a kid, I'm like, man, I wish I can go to a concert. I wish I can see my favorite movie or whatever. And I couldn't because we didn't have the fucking funds to do that shit. So in some cases like that, he need to shut the fuck up. And anybody say Lil Wayne came from the hood is fucking retarded. He might have was born in the hood, but he wasn't raised there. This motherfucker was rapping at fucking like 12, 13 or something like that. He really didn't experience fucking hood. So he can't fucking talk like that because you as a child, you might be in a fucking hood environment, right? But you don't experience that shit until you start going to high school and shit. Like, when you really start to see life, man. So, anyways, that's what I'm saying about Lil Wayne. Fuck that nigga. He make good music. Not gonna take that away, right? Gotta give credit where credit is due. But fuck that nigga. That's why I'll never fucking support anything like that. And I've been to a Lil Wayne concert, but yeah, that was like 10, 15, no, like 12 years ago when I was in Kentucky. But yeah, man, fuck that nigga.
Well, yeah,
Can't.
and
I'm just
that's,
saying.
yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, no, I get it. But we were having that conversation a while ago about separating the artist from the art. And that's one of those things where sometimes I do, because I don't agree with all his takes at all, but I separate the art from the artist, or separate him from the stuff that he says outside of the art. And Wayne is one of the greats. But
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's
Yeah.
good. I think that's still detriment. That's a detrimental state. I mean, position to stand on. All right, we're gonna take it away from Lil Wayne and put it on Robert Kelly, right? Or R. Kelly, right? If we separate the person from the art, you're still putting money in this motherfucker pocket to still fucking take advantage of young kids. So, to
Hold
some
on, hold
extent,
on,
you
hold
have to
on.
shut that whole thing down.
Interesting take. I'm glad you said that because yeah, a conversation was just happening on that on about that on another podcast. And apparently, so Robert Kelly just did a what is it, a cover of Chris Brown's Residuals song. And he was pretty much complaining, saying they're taking all his money, blah, blah, blah. Most of the money that's being made from R. Kelly's music goes to his victims. Like it's like a third of it. He doesn't see any of that money. So in that case, I think that they should run it up so that the victims can get the money as opposed to, putting the money in his pocket. But yeah, go off. I hear what you're saying.
No, I'm still not taking it because they're now scar for life, but you're paying them? I don't give nah. I don't think that it's worth it. I don't think there's no financial. I mean, I get it. People are gonna say, shit, I'm taking that money. But what I'm trying to say is there's no money that's gonna change the way that person's always gonna feel for the rest of their life. Yeah, some people might get over it, but the ones that don't, that's the ones I fucking give a fuck about. Because if your life is all about fucking money, you have a fucking problem anyways. As a human, that's just me.
That's crazy to
And
hear.
I get it.
That's crazy to hear you
Good.
say that, because like normally you always on the take, like it's always money. Like you'll take the money over anything else.
Yes, right. So what I'm trying to say is, because that's what I was going to interject after that, right? In this matrix that we live in, right? Money is king. Money is God. Regardless of what you want, I know you're a religious man, right? But money is God. And you praise money in this matrix we live in right now, then you do anything else. You go to work for 40 hours a day. Most people don't go to church 40 hours a day, right? To earn that fucking money, bro. Because you can't live, first of all, because you're not going to get no fucking food because you got to buy your food now from the supermarket. Not everybody. Some people have their own fucking farm or whatever. You have to pay for your fucking house that you live in. You got to pay for the electric that you get to that house. You got to pay for the water that you get to run to that house. So what I'm trying to say is everybody prays money and they don't know it, right? They're not looking at it from a perspective of what they're living in and the circumstances because everybody's mindset is money, right? Because you have to pay for all those things I just named. So that's what I'm trying to say, right? So money is king or God in this realm that we're living in right now. And if you don't see that as well, you're fucking blind and you need fucking therapy. Me personally, that's what I'm saying.
Just to go back, Wayne is not R. Kelly. That was the biggest take. That was the biggest takeaway
No.
in R. Kelly.
I was not combining those. I was just saying you can't separate the art from the artist. They're one and the same.
Yes, but
You
when
have
you
to
say
treat them
that,
like that.
it's kind of irresponsible to say that because we're saying that like Wayne has done something or has been accused of doing something egregious and he hasn't been. He just stands on the side of being, he just stands on a different political side. It's like politics. I can't, like, I hear what you're saying, but it's not nearly as egregious. And I can look past Wayne's discrepancies. R. Kelly, on the other hand, absolutely not.
I think we're talking past one another, right? So what I'm trying to say is you're saying the level, the egregious level, right? As in what's more egregious, and what R. Kelly did is different from what Wayne did. But what I'm trying to say is you have to keep them, they're one and the same. I'm not saying R. Kelly and Wayne is the same. I'm just saying you don't separate the art from the artist. The art and the artist is the fucking same person. It came from the artist, right? The art came from the artist. And what am I can't even fucking put this into words more clear. What I'm
All right,
trying to
so
say is,
all right, so wait, let me ask you this while you gather your thoughts. Who's an artist that you really fuck with, like on every level?
as in what art?
Any type of art form.
All right, we'll take basketball. Everybody knows I love LeBron James. I mean, it's just I like the dude personally, right?
All right, so
And
if you're
knows
talking about
the court,
LeBron,
but
and
it's still
LeBron
an
just so
art.
happened. And I hate to do this because I know you're smarter than this, right? But LeBron's gonna do some things that you don't necessarily agree with. As long as those things don't fall in the immoral category, can you look past those things?
Like so, no, that's what I'm saying. It's just like the other day, which the last pod we did about him getting into fucking Stephen A. Smith's face. And I think that's a bad take. And a lot of people bash me for it, but I think it's a bad take. Your son is in the fucking spotlight and he's piggybacking your name, right? So he's out there, right? I don't give a fuck what Stephen A said. Your kid is out there, right? He's getting paid money to be talked about. That's what they get paid for, to perform and for people to scrutinize him, right? To pick apart and analyze everything that they do. So you set your kid up for that, right? So now you can't go getting mad at somebody for talking shit about your kid. You just can't. You put him out there in Front Street, and all that fucking, all that video, all them footage and everything of him, that's in the internet, in the web forever, right? You can't go back and change that shit. So you allow that to be critiqued by everyone, and that's all I'm trying to say. So I'm going to hold you accountable for anything that you do, right? I'm not going to separate the art from the artist. If you're a fucking great ass basketball player, but you're a beaten up fucking woman, you're a piece of shit. Point blank. So if LeBron right now will beat his fucking wife up, I'm not separating him beating his wife up for him being the most fucking, the highest scoring person, the person that having the most points in the NBA. I'm not separating that.
Got
You're
you.
a fucking wife beater and you're covering that shit up the whole time.
I mean, yeah, I got you. I got you. I'm just
And
saying,
again, that's just me, right?
again, like what I was saying, I just don't feel like Wayne's things were that egregious. But we can agree to move on, just because I kind of wanted to move on to somebody we both mutually like. My boy, Aaron the Plumber, right? One thing I will say is we fuck with Aaron the Plumber on the We're Not Experts podcast, all right?
Yes,
And if he
sir.
wants to hop on this podcast, by all means, be willing to fuck with Aaron the Plumber. And I'll invite motherfuckers to be on this podcast, even though we ain't got no followers or nothing yet. Only certain motherfuckers can sit here. All right, but I wanted to play
And
this video and kind of get your take on it. Hopefully. First off, nah, I'm gonna go to a better video. And so for anybody that don't know who Aaron the Plumber is, right, I found a couple really good videos.
You a man, right?
That's trans. Aaron, you keep calling me a man.
You had to bring the man out. Now the man's here.
Did you care about that
you a
when you were
man,
trying to
right?
kiss me?
Trying to kiss you. Man,
what is it, Aaron?
You know, while I'm waiting here, brother, while we was in the hotel line, I did see you exchange numbers with a female, you know?
Yeah.
And y'all did go back up to the hotel room, man, you
Yeah.
know? So how's you here for Erica?
We was getting YouTube content. What you talking about?
YouTube content.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get down, bro.
Get down right now. That's all you really had to say. Up and away.
I ain't never been a wife.
You can't even afford a
anybody.
5-star restaurant for real. You
I
said
mean,
five star though.
they accept food
But you said
stamps.
5-star.
It is 5 stars
You can
though.
afford the 5-star restaurant that you claim to
If you
be.
got a
Like,
yo,
he can afford
you
all that.
know,
No,
you don't need
no,
no,
no, no,
because
no, no,
she
no,
ain't
no,
talking about
no.
nothing. You ain't talking about
Who
nothing.
ain't?
You
No,
ain't
no, no,
talking
no,
about
no,
nothing.
no,
You ain't
no,
talking
no.
Fuck nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You just get me. Get right.
Oh, hell no. I ain't never seen that video of homeboy spitting on his neck like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I done seen all them shits, man. I ain't gonna front.
Y'all ain't gonna lie, man. Every time I see him, Aaron the Plumber always has valid reasons to crash out on folks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Go.
No, like what's pissing me off about the Aaron the Plumber thing is now more famous people are seeing him and they starting to hate on him. It's like, I don't know if you've seen that video with him and Ray J, and they was having that conversation. And it was a weird conversation that they was having. Did you see that one?
Yeah, he made a fucking diss track about fucking Ray J. Yeah. You haven't seen that?
I see a diss track.
And a Plumber ain't playing, bro. I think we're escalating the right motherfucker, bro. Right now, I'm saying that right now. I might take my words back. This shit gonna come out about this nigga. But I think we're pushing the right person. When you're talking about stand on business, if you look stand on business up in the dictionary, you're gonna see fucking Aaron the fucking Plumber, bro.
You'll see his face gonna be standing there, right on people with them big ass shoulders, like
you look up stand on business. And, you know, obviously, you know, they call him the Ninja Turtle and shit. I'm going to coin this right now.
Yeah, I ain't going to hold you. Like, he, in all honesty, like I said, him as a grown, like, looking at this man, me as an adult, this is how I wish I could conduct myself on a day-to-day basis. I can't conduct myself the same way Aaron the Plumber conducts himself because I have a lot of other stuff going on, but If you just take lessons from Aaron the Plumber, I think you'll be okay. I think he's a good role model for a certain demographic of kids. Like those kids that want to go pick up guns, just watch Aaron the Plumber, bro. He ain't picking up no gun. He don't need no gun. Right. When he lose a draw, you run the fade. Yo, go ahead.
You see the one with who the fuck he was beefing with? I don't know this fucking rapper. I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm. But he was in a video with him. Right, like they were doing like YouTube videos, and then I guess they started beefing. What the fuck is his name? But anyways, he was like, "You better go grab that gun." He was sitting in the car, and they were showing him that they were showing the dude was standing outside. You could tell he had his gun on him because they was blurring that part out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "You better not grab them gun, that gun." He's like, "Nigga, you can have it." You know, he's like, "We can get it in." He threw his hand up. Then he was just like, "Hey man, drop off." Right, he was pull off. He told the driver whoever was driving. Because I feel like, you know, he's going to throw the hand. He doesn't give a fuck. Like, my man had his gun on him. You see what I'm saying? But he knows dude wasn't going to fucking fight him. So he's just like, yo, pull up. Because somebody was saying he acting like a bitch. It's like, no, that nigga got a gun on him. Aaron going to throw them hands. This nigga got a gun. You know what I mean? So, yeah, pull off. Ain't going to get myself killed. I'm trying to throw hands, nigga.
Exactly. Like,
but no.
That's an old school mentality, bro. He has that old school mentality in him where he gonna throw hands. He not gonna bust a gun. He even did like an interview not too long ago, just talking about, you know, I'd rather just, you know, shoot the fade and then we going about our day. 2 minutes of fighting, you go ahead, you going about your day.
Yeah, so that's why and this is the reason why I personally like him, right? So again, I'm from Philly. Philly is not like this no more. Niggas, people used to throw hands all the time, right? And I caught my bunch of L's, right? We talked about this shit on this fucking pod in itself. And that's what we used to do. Like, cats used to throw hands, bro. Like, but now you won't catch that shit in Philly. And that's why I fucking fuck with this dude. Because just like you're saying, you know, at work, I'm consistently getting in trouble because that's kind of the mentality I have. But just like you're saying, like, you can't do it, right? Mm. You know what I mean? And one time, that's why I got in trouble, right? My supervisor. And that's exactly what I told him. I was like, I'll beat your motherfucking ass. That's exactly what I told him, right? Because he's, you know, our occupation. Dude coming all up in my face. I was like, listen, step the fuck back. I'll beat your motherfucking ass in here. Just like that, right? But I got myself in trouble. But another thing, what I'm trying to get at is I'm not encouraging shit like this, right? What I'm trying to say is, as Black people, I'm still struggling with it myself, right? To where we should not make our emotions make us do or say things. Right? We should have control of our emotions. And I'm encouraging that to a lot of y'all young kids. Yes, you can solve a lot of problems like that. Throw hands for a second and just leave it as be, right? If you can't come to a reasonable decision, right? I encourage you to talk through it first right? And then you throw hands, you're like, all right, fuck it. It is what it is. We're leaving it just like that and we're done, right? And that's the way I think it should be. And that's why I fuck with that man, because he's humble as fuck too. And I know he have it. When he got his ass beat, he said it hurts, but it happens. It comes with that territory, man. It hurt his feelings, but hey, it happens. And that's how we got to be, that's how we got to live life. And I think that teach you a lot of shit as growing up as in being a person, because you're going to fail at certain things and you, it's going to hurt, but you have to get past it. And you can't let it fucking dictate how your life progress from there on out. And again, that's just my take, man. Because I'm still struggling with good.
No, I was going to say, honestly, catching a fade culture is the reason, well, the lack of catching a fade culture is the reason why Drake took so long to handle the L that he took. It's just the culture that we live in today. Like we were saying before, like you'll catch your fade, you might take a L. You just go on, you continue on about your day and figure out a way how to win after that. Or not even necessarily catching a fade with that same person. Because sometimes that person just better at fighting than you. Sometimes they better doing certain things than you are. But you just go ahead and you just continue to live your life. You take your loss and be like, all right, that loss is way back in the past and I'm going to continue to move.
Yeah. I mean, just go back to the fight. I'm just harping on the fight, not the content. It's style that make you win, right? It's styles that matters. What I'm trying to say is I've seen cats fight a dude, beat the dude's ass. The dude that got his ass beat fought another dude, won, and the dude. So it's like a circle, what I'm trying to get at, right? So like you might, like I might beat person A ass, right? Right? I might beat person A's ass. Person A beat person B's ass, and person B beats my ass, right? So it's like this. It's style, it's the style that matters, right? So sometimes, man, you're not going to win them all. And that's what they said. You're never going to win every fucking fight. And everybody's probably going to jump in there. Well, Floyd Mayweather did. I'm quite sure that lost a fight before he went pro. I'm just saying he was fucking perfect as a pro, because we know he lost in the Olympics, even though I thought he got robbed. But so you're going to lose is what I'm getting at, right? You're just going to lose. And it is what it is. It's the style that matters.
I tell you one thing, bro. You will take this pod to the next level, but you just got to clean up your language, bro. The language, because I'm telling you, that's our clips. Our clips don't hit because it's like it's all the bleeps. But bro, you be talking that shit. But anyway, just yes, we mess with Aaron the Plumber. Yeah, in a real,
he's a goat, man. I shouldn't be throwing goats out there. He is the perfect person to push to stardom. I'm happy that he's getting it. I'm happy that he's getting where he's at. And like I said, I don't know him. I do not know this dude's background. And somebody's probably going to jump in a comment and start saying how much of a fucking piece of shit he is.
Yeah.
And then refer back to what I was just talking about earlier. I'm talking about what I know of him right now. Everything he does, he just stands on business. If he said he's going to do something, it's going to happen. And he's not backing down from nobody. And I fucks with that. It's just the kind of mentality you should have, right? It's that lion mentality, I think. I don't know.
Speaking of standing on business, you see what's going on with your Philly brother, Dr. Umar?
Nah. I detach from him, man. I love him. I love him in certain extent, and I'm detaching, all right? I love some of his teaching, though. Dr. Umar, bro, you're a great dude, but you're too radical sometimes. I'm just putting that out there. There's certain things you can say, man. No. Anyways, what happened? I don't know.
So pretty much, and I wasn't even going to cover this, but as of right now, Dr. Umar, one of his kids hopped on social media saying that he never took care of her, blah, blah, blah. So Dr. Umar is, of course, like trying to give receipts and stuff like that. But he's got another baby mama who he's literally going into a custody dispute because she won't let him see the kids, but she want money and all this other stuff. But of course, that didn't come out until after this issue with the other kid came out. So it looks away. It looks like now he's trying to be looked at as father of the year. I mean, after he already got called out by another one of his kids. But I don't know, man. The only thing, so I do mess with, hold on, give me one second. So I will say I mess with a lot of what Dr. Umar say, right? But the biggest contradiction to what Dr. Umar says is he talks about building Black communities and, you know, us being together with, you know, our, like, with the people that we're around, like our own women, right? But you have multiple baby mothers. It's like you're literally, and I think you can do that pretty much with anybody who's trying to do something great. So that's why I don't really speak on it too much. I want to see great Black men do great Black thing or just do great things. But when you do that, it kind of makes you look crazy. And that is a prime example of what happens when you're not necessarily sticking to the things that you're pushing. I mean, if that makes sense.
It does, right? And what I always see is you're going to have great Black men out here pushing the culture for us, right? They're doing the right thing. And then all of a sudden, some shit comes out, right? Where they're trying to find some shit to come out. And I think it's purposely done to some extent. And sometimes it's just a man had a, you're going to have a past and then you grow, right? And we want to know if you really grew. I don't know if Dr. Umar really grew from his situation, but I think he's a very intelligent person and very intelligent person, right? And sometimes your alignment with the person that you're dating with, they just don't bump, and then you don't stick around if the relationship is bad, right? You have to move on. And I say that myself because what I'm trying to say is everyone is playing a game. I'm being honest. Me and my boy was just talking about this as in game, right? You know, you say, man, you ain't got no game. And they don't understand that. They think it just means to be able to talk to a woman or talk to women. But women play games as well, right? Where what I'm trying to say is they're lying. You're lying to get into the good grace of the person that you're trying to date or be in a relationship with. And eventually, right, all that's going to come out. It's going to come out. So like Dr. Umar, he probably was talking to these chicks. It was going well. And then the real person come out after a while, right? And it probably was distasteful when he left.
It's just, of course, with every great person, there's always going to be that other side. And people are always going to try to pull that person down. I mean, just depending on, just depending on stuff. But
think about it. It only happens to Black men that's getting a gathering and a following. I'm being honest with you. Look at it through time, right? You can go to Dr. King, Malcolm X. Once they start building a following group, right? Some musician to some extent, right? When they're talking about righteous stuff like, per se, Bob Marley, right? When they start to get this following, someone discredits them and showed the bad side of it. The Black Panthers, all of it, man. It's just open your eyes for a second and look. They just want us to be second-class citizens. And I'm quite sure, I'm not saying this is true, right? Somebody probably went to his kids like, listen, I'm going to give you a meal right now if you fucking shut this dude down. Dude opened a whole school, bro, to empower Black men, Black people. Right. And now they're shutting them the fuck down. I know I got to stop cursing, but it's crazy. Oh, no, it's we good. Consistently see this stuff. Man.
It happens. It happens all the time. And it happens right in our faces. And we fall. I'm not going to say we fall for the trap, but the trap is very effective. Hey, but I'm going to go ahead. I mean, we talked about Dr. Umar for a little while, but I'm going to go ahead and move into our valid or get the fuck out of here segment, right? Where we bring up topics and we say if we feel like the person in said topic or video is valid or if they should get the fuck out of here, right? All right, so I'm going to start off with a very controversial person on the internet, right? Andrew Tate.
He's still relevant.
He is. He still has relevance. He just came into the country.
Yeah, we'll start talking on that shit. I'm just like, damn, I didn't know this motherfucker was still alive.
So he made a tweet, right? And the tweet says, once you lose interest in dating women, you lose all interest in cities. All right, cities are for women to be their worst selves and look for primary entertainment, which men pay for. There's literally no reason to live amongst crime and traffic besides the fact that these cesspits are where women sacrifice their innocence at the altar of life experience. You are paying a thousand times more, living close enough to the action to catch vapors of female chastity as they evaporate into the concrete jungle of Western liberalism. There are no wives in cities. There's no natures in cities or nature in cities. There's not even any fun in cities. Dinners and clubs suck. Cities have girls who throw P-word left and right, and men are in cities because they're trying to catch it. You think that tweet is valid, or you think he should get the fuck out of here?
Andrew Tate, man, get the fuck out of here. Go back to where you were, bro. I don't want to see you no more, man. And again, Andrew Tate, I got a lot of valid information from that man as well, but go back to where you're at, bro. If you don't know what the fuck the city is about, damn. If you don't know what a city is about, man, you're lost. I mean, that's where most people work. That's where business takes place. If everybody lives in the country, where are you going to work? Which everybody's going to be farmers? Like, get your dumb ass out of here.
So,
that's just me personally.
I'm taking the opposite side here, man. I think what he said is valid. And the reason why, I don't think that city behavior breeds people to be wise. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, because not everybody wants to be a wife. Not everybody wants to be a husband. But I do think it's valid, because if you're in the city and you're not necessarily in the inner city, because I'm not talking about us, right? I'm talking about the entire everybody that lives in the city. I'm not talking about black folks that have been stuck in the cities and things of that nature. I'm just talking about the people who choose to live in the city, right? If you grew up in suburbia and you choose to live in the city, 9 times out of 10, you're in that city because you're looking for some sense of adventure. And I do think that you're looking to be ran through in a way. I mean, I'm excluding us, our types of folks, because we already know the trap that exists in our society. But I'm talking about everybody else. I completely think it's valid.
Yeah, I don't. That's just crazy talk, crazy work to me. If we all live in a country, there'll be no technological advancements, right? People living in the city, that's what I'm saying. That's where most business and creativity come from. It's in the city. Nobody develops shit from living out in the country somewhere. I know, but what I'm trying to say is that's how they now all come to this area, right? Because there's work. And I mean, because, like I said, if everybody's a farmer, there's nobody buying products, because I can farm my own product. Or if I don't have it, I'll go trade with my person next to me, right? The civilization, I mean, so regular civilization come from, we're social creatures as a human being. We have to be in a social environment. Everybody don't live in a country, right? That's crazy. People live in the country because they're working those lands to some extent, or they started working the land and then they just reside out there, right? But these metropolis or cities or inner cities, I don't know, man. They're built for congregation, and it's the proximity to everything, to entertainment, right? Just like I said, nobody's like, you went to watch a Lil Wayne performance. That shit wasn't done in the rural parts of the country. Like, I don't know. If I had time to think about it, I can formulate my pushback better. But I know what I want to say. It's just not coming out right.
Gotcha.
Right. But it's so much going on in the city. Right. That's where all your businesses are. Right. And people are going there and that's what I'm saying. All of his take is all about fucking females, how they act, how dudes act around females. Life is not all about females, man. Life is not about that. As a male, like, that should be the last thing on your mind, bro. I don't know. And I'm just saying, it's just being pushed on us so much. And like I said, it's not as important. It's just not as important. Like, chasing vagina is not that important, right? You should be worrying about your life first, as in where you want to be in life. Because chasing a woman is distracting to you getting to your end results than what you want to be in life. It's distracting as fuck. And like I'm saying, I know that now being older, right? Like I wasted so much time, so much money, so much effort trying to keep a person talking to me or going out with them and eating. And it's a waste of energy and time, as in the human development, man. Like it's a waste. And that's what I'm trying to say. That's all this dude talks about. And it's ridiculous. That should not be your main effort when it comes to communicating to people. I'm just lost, man. I'll go in all day. I don't know.
Now, I hear what you're saying, but you're kind of proving the point. Where do people go and get all these dates and find all these women? In the city, correct? Where do you get distracted the most? In the city. If you grew up in the suburbs and you move to the city, you're going to become distracted.
I'm not proving this point. That's what I'm just saying. You're in proximity, right? You're in proximity of everything. Yes, the woman is the byproduct. You're in proximity of a supermarket. You're in proximity of a hospital. You're in proximity of work. You're in proximity of transportation. You're in proximity of everything, right? When you live in a rural environment, you're not near anything because that business won't be able to produce anything. And the byproduct of everybody trying to be in proximity of all of these well-being, right, to keep us moving forward, is now the women and dating and all that. That's the byproduct of what the city is made of. It's not made for dating and then we're just going to throw a lot of businesses here. No, that's not the way it's set up at all.
Well, you're also just speaking about the rural, but there's also suburbia, right? There's also, like, of course, they're always outside of cities, right? So you're talking about the extreme, but the middle ground is most of the time these people grew up in suburbia, right? Suburbia has its own stores, its own economy that is attached to it. I get it. Cities and factories and things of that nature, that's where everything is produced. However, comma, I'm not saying that everybody should live there. I'm just saying that it produces a certain type of woman. It produces a certain type of man that chases these certain type of women. And it kind of proves the point.
So suburb is suburban, right? It's the urban environment. The suburban people work in the city, right? But they're a middle class or a higher class, right? So they don't want to live amongst the people in most major cities because there are small houses. There's not enough space for anything. And they are living a better life outside. But most suburban community make their money off the city. Either they own the businesses in the city, so they're staying in, again, proximity to some extent, right? They're not out in the rural. They're living a little bit better. But my business is in the city because I know I'm going to make money there. I'm just saying, it's just a byproduct. That's all I'm saying.
Next, we could agree to disagree, right? But I literally think you're just proving the point. Right, but anyway, the next battle the fuck out of here segment, right? So we saw the video, and I'm going to play it here. But this video of the girl hitting the other girl with the baton in the track meet, right? So initially when I saw the video, I thought the girls were on the same team, but they're not. So first off, to you, did that look intentional?
That shit was intentional. That girl was passing her. Her hand came up and she bopped her in the head. Nobody runs like this.
Exactly.
Look at it. She bopped her, man. She.
Oh, you want to look at it again?
Bopped.
Yeah, we look at it again. All right, so
hell
since
yeah.
Then.
She bopped her, dog.
Since then, she's been charged with assault and battery, right? And this is a video of her, just a small snippet.
Just a person by myself, nobody's going to believe me. Because I can admit, from the video, it does look purposeful, but I know my intentions and I would never hit somebody on purpose. Just a person by
myself. All right, and so in order to fight said charges, right, she gathered a bunch of people and, they had a rally.
We stand with you. That's why we're here. We stand with you. We support you.
Thank y'all for supporting me. Because nobody else wanted to hear my story except for people that know me and people that know I would never do anything like that. I would never harm anybody. I'm not a fighter. I'm not even confrontation. I wouldn't even do that on purpose. And I thank y'all for believing in me. And I love y'all.
Bitch, I'm sorry. Get out of here. Like, hey, let's just keep watching the little replay. She buffed her. I want to know what she did with the girl that won. She probably beat her ass in the background. Because if you mad about somebody passing you for second place, I imagine what you did to the person that won. She hit her. I don't care what she said. That fake crying, that shit's fake as fuck.
Nah.
She bopped that girl.
Yeah, me and you are on the same page there. She needs
to all right. I'm about to say, man, if you see that different, bro.
She need to get the fuck out of here with that because, like I said, I just look at it like this. If my kid is running track and they come home with a concussion, I'm going to be like, what fucking sport are we playing here? It's like, what the fuck are we talking about? You hit my kid in the head like that. Yes, we're pressing charges. That was intentional. You mad because
I'm jumping out the stands on
that. What'd you say?
I'm jumping out the stands on her ass. She hit my motherfucking daughter like that. I'm coming over the fence and I'm going to push her ass down. I'm being honest. No, because it looked like she was going for a second one, too. That's how I know that's intentional. You know what I mean? Like, get out of here. You bopped that girl, bro. That's crazy. And then she over there fake crying. That crying, fake as hell.
No, to me, the most alarming thing is this girl has supporters that were there supporting her.
I know. We're here for you or whatever the fuck that person said in the background. Get your ass out of here. But they're leading to her delusions, and she's going to be delusional as fuck. Like, I can get away with anything.
I ain't going to lie to you. I was going to get on this deeper conversation, but because we're in a battle the fuck out of here segment, I just kind of wanted to say sometimes us as black folks, we just go for any old bullshit that motherfuckers throw in our face. Like, why the fuck are y'all at a rally for this girl?
But I want to see how many people was at that rally. That's what's important. How many fucking people were there? But that's crazy.
Oh, that's nuts.
But,
man.
I mean, that person voice that said, we're here for you, he didn't sound black. Sound Caucasian. I'm just saying, go back and listen to it. I'm just like, that ain't a black man.
Because I don't know, man. He sounded black to me.
Yeah.
We stand with you. That's why we're here. We stand with you. We support
you. Keep
black.
Thank y'all for
supporting. Keep black. My bad. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Well, I tell you, man, we just be supporting some bullshit sometimes, bro.
Yeah, great. I was wrong.
Yeah, so.
First, I was like, good.
Hey, young lady, I'm sorry that this is one of the worst things that's happened in your life, but you can't hit somebody's child like that and then expect nothing to happen. You give her a concussion. You got to get the fuck out of here.
What's her name?
Let's see. Her name is Alayla Everett.
No, I'm just saying, they need to make a fucking whack-a-mole fucking little whack-a-mole thing. Hey, you got to fucking capitalize on shit, man. What's it called? Alayla fucking, what's her name?
Alayla Everett.
Alayla Everett fucking whack-a-mole. Giving people fucking concussions and shit. That shit. Hey, you got to capitalize on that shit because you ain't running no more, girl. So capitalize on it.
All right, I got one more battle the fuck out of here. Actually, no, I kind of got two. And this is one that I kind of pulled out of the air, right? And hold on. Let me see. So, for anybody that don't know, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert, they just recently got divorced. All right, for anybody that don't know, as of right now, Teyana Taylor is taking in more money than Iman Shumpert. But the divorce settlement, on the other hand, All right, so Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert's divorce is finalized. All right, Teyana is receiving four houses worth over $10 million, a seven-figure payout, and luxury vehicles, including a $300,000 Maybach, a 70K Mercedes Sprinter van, and a tour bus. She also retains full ownership of her companies. Iman must pay $8K a month in child support and cover their children's private school tuition. You think that ruling is valid, or you think they should get the fuck out of here?
They should get the fuck out of here. They get the fuck out of here. And I don't want to go on a different take on this, man, but it's a get the fuck out of here. But it goes to show you. Yes, he used to play basketball. He don't play basketball anymore. Yes, he's on a bunch of podcasts, and that's how he's trying to subsidize whatever money he's getting in, right? But it goes to show you, like, a woman cannot support a man, bro. He can't. I know she's like, I'm making more than he is. I'm getting away from this dude. I don't know the insides of it, but don't say the numbers is continuously to pile up. Every time a woman make more money, they're bouncing, bro. And I'm trying to say is a dude will pick a chick from McDonald's if he's making $1 million, if she's bad enough or she fits him the right way. And we'll support the crap out of that person. Y'all, man, like it's a community, bro. It's a community, man.
Hey, so
I don't know the inside of them.
Yeah, so let me throw some more information in there, right? So they had a prenup. The prenup had an infidelity clause, and he was he just so happened to he cheated on her, right? So do you think that that's still valid, or you think she should get the fuck out of here?
I'm biased, bro. Y'all already explained that at the beginning of this shit. I do need to step out every now and again, bro. I don't know. Listen, I have these two female friends that I talk to all the time, and they just can't get. I try to rub it. I'm saying, listen, we don't get emotionally attached. And I want to take that back because I did spew that earlier. And one of my homeboy was like, nah, and I smash a chick, man. I don't want nobody else to hit it. So I'm running most of that stuff back. Most males, right? I'm not going to say all. I can't speak. Most males can go without, and we're not attached. And it's essentially like, I don't know, saying hi to somebody randomly in the grocery store and you keep moving. And I get it. Y'all women gonna beat me down for this. You're gonna sacrifice your life going into this hole and you don't know what she has and blah, 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 whatever. Nah, they make stuff for that, right? They got protection. And get it, most dudes ain't wearing protection. I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole. That's the fuck out of here. Stick it out. Yeah, he stepped
All right, wait,
out.
Wait. One more piece of information, right? So throughout their relationship, she also gave him threesomes and they were able to bring other women in. Do you still think it's valid? I mean, do you still think she should get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. You encouraged it. Like, what the fuck? Like, you encouraged it. Now you want me to stop? That's what I'm saying. Stick it out.
You know, and then I hate to say, well, no, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish and then I'm going to get my tip.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap up real quick because I know I'm long-winded, man. She getting all that four houses, fucking the Sprinter van, Maybach, all that stuff. What did he get? Did he at least get one house? What's she going to do with four houses? Why can't that just get split right down the middle? I don't know if that's the middle, right? Maybe they have eight houses. But why can't that get split down the middle? And why he has to pay so much, being that she makes more, right? That's crazy. And why does the kids always have to go with the mom? Right? I get why, right? Because they seem as the female have more attachment to the kid. But when it's truly looked at, man, when it comes to child rearing and developing, the male does a better job. And don't beat me down for this. Yes, I get it. Some females do a great fucking job, right? But then sometimes you make these kids delusional because you tell them that they're right when they're wrong. And most dudes are going to tell the kids when they're wrong, they're freaking wrong, right? And that's all I'm saying. When it comes to rearing and developing kids, man, I think a male does a better job. And that's just me. Beat me up for it. I don't care, right? Do whatever you want to do. So this is my take. I'm sorry. Because I want to keep going, but I know I get
long-winded, man. So for me, I think it's valid because she's with the shits, right? Like, if she's allowing you to bring other women into the bedroom, that should give you very few excuses on why you should be stepping out. One, and two, you signed that prenup with that clause in there, knowing what the risk was whenever you were out here doing your dirt. So you were still out here doing your dirt, you were playing with your money, and you fucked around and you found out. So I think it's valid. But that's my take. It's real quick, real short and sweet.
All right, so just one more thing for you. All right, so listen, if you ever, I'm just looking, right? If you ever have a threesome and your main chick got you another chick to be in there with, she got that other chick in there. But if you pay more attention to that other chick, you cut off anyway. So like, he knows he can't go full out, putting his face all up in his ass, right? And giving all that attention, right? So he had to hold back. So it really wasn't a threesome, is what I'm trying to say. If she's part of it, you know what I
I
mean? Like,
hear
if it's too
that.
random.
I hear that, bro, but still you allowed it. The fact that, and I'm not gonna say like it's always on the man, because sometimes it's the woman that wants it, but you just gotta kind of eat it, bro. Like, if that's the rules of engagement in that situation, like, you just kind of have to eat it. And the cheating thing is just, you shouldn't be out, like, if, and it's not even just the cheating, right? Because I'm kind of with you a little bit, right? Except, of course, I'm not out here like doing nothing wrong. But what I'm saying is, I know that sometimes people make mistakes, and that goes on the men and the women's side. Sometimes somebody just ill and you just see them out there. But if you have that clause in your prenup, you're playing with your money at that point, right? You're not thinking logically. We like to say men think logically all the time. But if you out here cheating and you know you got an infidelity clause in your prenup, if I'm a mind shumper, I'm not cheating, bro. I would just get the divorce and just split everything down the middle, as opposed to having her take all my shit. That's me personally.
I mean, you're right. I'm just saying. I'm gonna leave it alone, man, because I run with this thing all day.
Got you, got you, got you. All right, we got one more ballot or fuck out of here.
I keep my boys humble. Like, my boys have never had a pair of Jordans. You know, my boys don't do all that internet fly shit. I'm like your kids, and no, I could be the biggest star in the world. Do not let me catch you being stupid. Do not. And my oldest gets it. My 15-year-old, he tells the other ones, he's like, yo, don't make dad mad. Because once you get one that's right, he gonna straighten the other ones out. So it's just that thing of, in the past 20 years, we've been living through the death of the American male. They have literally killed masculinity in our homes and our communities, for one reason or another. But I raised my boys to be young men. And however you feel about that, you feel about that. But my boys will always be respectful. They will always say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. They will always say thank you. They will always open a door for a lady. They will always make sure that their mother is taken care and provided for. They will always be men. And that's always since they were 2 years old. Every time I left for a job, I tell my 15-year-old, you're the man of the house. You make sure these doors are locked every night, this alarm is on, you text me or you call me every night before you go to bed and you wake up.
I love that.
Because we're men. If I'm not there to protect, he got to be there to protect. Because you can have all the money in the world, climb through the window, that money means nothing.
Right.
You can have all the celebrity in the world, jump through the door, that celebrity means nothing.
Yeah.
So you gotta have a little guard there, you know? And so for me, it's always that idea of American masculinity is very different.
So he's being killed for that take. Do you think his take is valid, or do you think he should get the fuck out of here?
I mean, he should get the fuck out of here, but I know where he's trying to go. He gotta get the fuck out of here. You can't say all, well, you can't speak in absolute to begin with, right? They're always gonna do their all. And the death of America's masculinity, nobody can pinpoint that. I mean, times is just getting softer, man. You know that saying, like, heart strong man may some, I forgot the damn saying. I can't get that off the top of my head. You know the
Hard
saying.
times make
But
strong men.
hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men, right? It's just that a continuous circle. And that's where we're at right now, right? Where good times, because we live in America. If you don't understand, yeah, we have a lot of fucked up stuff here, but everybody is aspiring or striving to come here for a reason, because it's good times compared to certain places. I'm not saying it's the best place in the world, so I don't want y'all to beat me up on that. But we have good times right now, and it's developing soft men. And I'm saying that because of the occupation that I'm in. I see this continuously, right? So I just that's where I think we're at in it right now. We just have to go through this situation. inevitable, some say. I don't think it is, but some say it's inevitable. We have to go through this soft time, and that's what we're just developing right now. And revert right back to Aaron the plumber, right? It's people don't want to throw hands no more. Those are hard times. You want to do it the easy way. I'm going to pick up a gun, right? So that's my take on it. It's just that time where we're in right now. And I bet you his kids won't be masculine, man, to some extent. Like, he's speaking in absolute. He got his three of them. And I bet you one of them don't uphold what he thinks is what masculinity is. That's just my take on it.
Got you. So you're pretty much just saying, like, you're saying that all his kids ain't going to necessarily be that way and he shouldn't speak in absolutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just speaking and just that. I mean, I can, like I said, man, I know I ramble. And I'm just picking one thing, right? Just die on that hill. I just know you can't speak in absolute or fact.
Not so for me. I'm just gonna go with the general, like, overall message. I don't think there's anything with him. I think it's valid raising your sons to be masculine men. I don't necessarily, of course, like, times have told us, and he even says it, like, later on in that interview where he talks about having a brother who's gay and having a roommate in college who was gay and stuff like that, and how he had to learn how to, you know, shift the way that he thinks. But I don't think it's anything wrong with him wanting to raise his sons that way and him speaking about the death of the masculinity of men, because it's apparent. It's like, you can't even, there's certain things you can't say anymore, and it's for either good reason or bad reason. But I think there's been an overcorrection, right, in regards to a lot of things that happened, right? Because men have been running society for so long, masculinity is now demonized because, I mean, and I do think, you know, men and women should be completely treated fairly. But I think there's been an overcorrection to where it's leaning more toward the feminine side, if that makes any sense. Just like with any overcorrection that we've been messing up for too long, or any thing that we've been messing up for a while, there's always going to be an overcorrection to it, right? And same thing with sexual harassment, sexual assault too. It's like, yes, dudes have been getting away with fucking ridiculous, egregious activity for far too long, but now everybody feels like the pendulum has shifted completely to the other side, to where they say believe all women, blah blah blah, and we have a lot of different fake things coming out. But I think it's just an overcorrection for each thing. But I don't see anything wrong with what he said. I think it's okay for you to raise your sons to try, like, to be protectors. And hopefully, eventually, as you raise them, they take those teachings and they become the men that you want them to be. But I just say that you shouldn't hold them to, we should hold them to a standard, but you shouldn't, if they happen to deviate from that standard, you shouldn't be quick to penalize them for it and things of that nature. Like, but I think what he says is valid.
And what I'm trying to say, we don't know what's masculine, right? As in what we deemed as in being masculine 10 years ago, 20 years ago is different from now. So Charleston White was having a, I know, Charleston White, right? He had a take on this where he's like, men should be musty. Men work all the time. Men shouldn't be putting on lotion. If you get a haircut every week, it says something about, I was like, so that's masculinity. You want a dirty motherfucker. You want an uncleaned person. You want this dude to be stinking, right? You don't want him to shave, right? You don't want him to get a haircut. You want him to look nasty. That's what masculinity is? I was like, if that's what masculinity is, I'm feminine as fuck because I try to get my hair cut as much as possible. I do take a shower every day. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be walking around musty, right? I'm going to put lotion on. That's crazy, right? So I'm not masculine because I put lotion on and I don't want my skin to be ashy. That's crazy. It's just what I prefer and what I look like. You know what I mean? That yeah. Doesn't, because he's kind of like, it make you suspect. Like, I don't aspire to go dating no dude, right? Because I want to put my lotion on, right? So what is masculinity, right? Who has the right answer for what masculinity is? Because I think I'm masculine and I use lotion. Right, I get my hair cut every now and again. See, I got, you know, I know I'm usually on here fucking wolfing, but my barber left. I had an in-house barber, you know what I mean? So I had to figure some stuff out, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was my son. My son was my barber. For a year, I started thinking all crazy, man.
Got you. Got you. Got you. Got you. Hey, but yeah, we're running a little long, so we're gonna go ahead and wrap it, man. What you got to say to people?
We just, man, listen, I appreciate y'all. Come around a little bit more, man. We're doing our thing. We're trying to give you the best product that we have. Like a lot of times, you guys might see him over here struggling. We don't go over this, man. Tez, he throws us on the spot, right, with these things, man. We are learning it as we're going, right? So he just want a reaction. Stick with us, man. We're just trying to give you the best that we have. We're not expert. And just like I said, so are you, right? You're not either, all right? We're doing what we can do over here.
Got you. Novice gang for life.
That's my cut.
Novice gang for life, man. All right, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to Mac. I want to say thank you to B. I really wish he was here so we could talk about the Lil Wayne concert, because Lil Wayne was always his GOAT growing up. I just want to say thank you to my family. I want to say thank you to my kids. I want to say thank you to my wife. I want to say thank you to everybody who supports this podcast. I'm so grateful. And, you know, I just ask God that he just continues to, you know, make us great, get us in front of the right eyes, and, you know, just continue to help this podcast grow more. All right. And lastly, I want to leave y'all with Aaron the Plumber, right? He gives us a lot of life lessons, right? If I know you're normally, I wear my don't crash out hoodie, right? But sometimes a good crash out is valid, all right? This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.